Valentine's Day is this month, you know. We're getting closer to that. And so they kind of designated February because of the heart, national like health, heart health month. And here to get us good information on that locally, we go to Katie Bevin, the program manager for the Lorain County Public Health. Good morning, Katie. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
All right. Let's get some good heart information this morning. Why? I mean, obviously a heart is what keeps us alive, but what's some of the reasons that this month we want to focus on good heart health? What are some of the things we can do?
Well, the reason why we want to really focus on heart health overall is because we know that down the road, you know, heart disease is the second leading cause of death here in Lorain County, according to statistics. Just second behind cancer. And so that means we really want to pay attention to those things. And how can we prevent heart disease? How can we prevent cancer? But today, talking about heart health. And we know that from our community health assessment data in Lorain County, boy, a lot of us here in Lorain County, we have at least one risk factor for heart disease. Some of those risk factors are things like obesity, high blood pressure, smoking, tobacco, and high cholesterol.
And is this throughout age ranges, or are some people more inclined to this than others?
Good question. Yeah, heart disease is most common in older adults, so people age 65 and older. But that means that for those of us who are younger than 65, this is the time in life when we really want to take, you know, big steps and kind of change our habits and reflect on our health behaviors so that we can work toward preventing it. But of course, no matter what your age is, there's always things you can be doing to improve your overall heart health.
One of those things you talked about, the risk factors, was smoking.
And
talk a little bit about that and the reason we should not be smoking tobacco and how we can go about doing that if people are still doing that.
Yeah, tobacco use is one of the most critical things, you know, that impact our heart health. And so if you use tobacco, we highly encourage you to take steps now to quit tobacco. It's really worth the effort that goes into changing a behavior. We know it's hard to change a habit, especially tobacco use. But there are benefits that start right away after you quit tobacco. And so even just 2 weeks after quitting tobacco use, your circulation, your lung function begin to improve. So you're going to feel the change, you know, almost instantly within just a couple of weeks. And even after 1 year of quitting tobacco use, your risk for coronary heart disease drops in half. So drops by 50%, which is huge.
Katie, you mentioned it's difficult to quit. What can people do? Where can they turn?
Yeah, call Ohio's Quit Line. It's a free helpline, and you can get help for whatever your needs are. Maybe you've tried quitting in the past, and so you'll talk through with those experts on what you've tried before, and hear maybe some new suggestions of ways that you can really make this the final quit for you. And so you can call them anytime at 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
I'm looking at some of the things you have at Lorain County Public Health. You're going to be doing some virtual seminars related to tobacco quitting. Explain how that works, if you could.
Sure. So these will be some Zoom sessions where we discuss together how someone can get started on their tobacco-free journey, get tips and tricks, ask questions, and just hear from local folks on how you truly can quit for good, and then work at making a plan together on how you can truly quit for good. There's no cost for attending, and whether you've tried to quit before or this is something brand new for you, anyone is welcome to join in. And there's actually an opportunity to earn a $25 Aldi gift card for attending. So there is definitely an incentive there. I know we can all use a little extra help these days. So it's a chance to do something good for your health and then also get rewarded, which is great. And so if you want to find out more information, we do have a website just going to, it's kind of an odd web link, but I'll spell it out real quick. It's bit.ly/Lorain County Seminar. And if you didn't catch that, just call us at the health department and we'll repeat it for you.
We're talking to Katie Bevin from the Lorain County Public Health this morning about Heart Health Month for February. What other health-related things maybe we can talk about in the month of February?
Yeah, so February 28th is something called Rare Disease Day. Rare diseases are a big spectrum of diseases and conditions, things such as cystic fibrosis, sickle cell disease, Lou Gehrig's, also known as ALS, and a lot of other diseases that are less known to most of us. And so it's just a day to really reflect and raise awareness about some of these lesser known diseases. And really, it's a day to kind of rally around the people in your life who you might know are either a caregiver for someone who has a rare disease or has a rare disease themselves, because we know that, boy, when you're going through something that others don't understand, that can be a really lonely journey. And so I think that's really that emphasis we want to make at the health department, is just continuing to support the people in our lives who are going through things that we may or may not understand, and how can we learn more so that we can support them even better.
Sometimes people with rare diseases aren't sure where to turn. They don't know the national societies for that, or there's, you know, sometimes even their physician has to kind of go into a textbook to figure things out. So this is kind of a day just to kind of look in into that, and I guess raise public awareness for that rare disease day, which is coming up at the February 28th. One of the diseases we hadn't thought about much this time last year, maybe it was just on the back of our mind, was the coronavirus, when we first started hearing that name coming up, and now we're already been a year or so into this. Where are we now right now? What are the latest things that you're working on at Lorain County Public Health you could share with us?
Yeah, wow. Well, we at Lorain County Public Health are working on both the offense and defense, and so we're playing both sides of the game, if you will. And so we're really working hard and continue to feel stretched and challenged in a good way, and working to meet the needs of the community. And so right now, so as of Monday, February 1st, we at Lorain County Public Health had received 7,710 COVID-19 vaccines, and we've been able to administer 6,287 of those as first doses. So all those folks will need to come back for their second dose, but we've already administered about 800 second doses. So we've got people really just kind of rolling through the process. We just had a vaccine clinic last night for second dose people who are in that Phase 1A kind of healthcare provider sector. And so we're just really moving things through. We vaccinated 1,200 people on Saturday, last weekend. And we're just grinding things out and doing our very best to make the vaccine accessible to people. And we know that, boy, it's frustrating because we're all ready to get the vaccine and we're excited about it. And we have such an outpouring of interest from the community, and it's wonderful. And so I just would encourage everybody to just keep patient if you can, and just hang on a little longer, because there's just not enough vaccine supply at this time to vaccinate all of the interested folks who are eligible. And so just hold tight on knowing that eventually there is going to be enough vaccine for us all.
Katie, regarding that vaccine pipeline, do you know when or how many you're going to get, or do they simply show up on your doorstep one day?
Well, it's somewhere in between. We usually find out about a day or two before the shipment arrives, but we know that pipeline, things change. And so we really are trying hard not to overcommit or overpromise. So it's this fine balance between, planning as much in advance with what we know, but then being ready to be flexible and nimble with our plan in order to execute very quickly and roll out clinics.
We've also heard stories of some people who say, I don't know that I want this vaccine. What do you say to those people?
I say keep asking questions. That's good. We welcome people who have questions and just curiosity about the vaccine, because it is new, and there's no better way to understand things than by asking questions of local experts or national experts, and really finding credible sources of information so that you can make the best decision for you and your family.
A lot of times it'll be more anecdotal than it will be scientific when it relates to people. If they know somebody who got it and they have stories about it, but sometimes if they go to reputable sources, they can get some good information related to that. So we're all waiting still for the vaccine. In the meantime, what, 6 feet? Wear a mask, wash your hands, right?
Stay home when you don't feel well.
That's the other one, too. Exactly. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning, getting people thinking about all sorts of health information, including the fact that the Heart Health Month for the month of February and the end of the month, those rare diseases ones, too. So keeping people in mind who may be suffering from something we have no idea about. It's a good idea maybe just to learn some of those things, too. Katie, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today. If people want to find out more, where do we go?
LorraineCountyHealth.com.